James Gillis, Audiobook Samples.
"Gentlemen," the old man said to the cavalryman, "I thank you for coming. We must have him out. He must pay for what he's done."
He pointed at the house. Number 22, ground floor windows smashed, front doors black paint gouged. Gale sneered down at him.
"Get along, man, or we'll take you to a magistrate."
"Not I, gentlemen. He should face justice. Take him from his house. Bring him out to me, I beg of you."
"Hell, you've seen him yourselves. Let a Boche come within 10 miles of a gas bag and the bozo in the basket goes over the side for dear life, and 9 times out of 10 the Boche hasn't even seen him. Why, hell, I've..." "Say, listen, bum, are we going to drink or are we going to drink? You're enough to drive a guy haywire, always crabbing about balloons. Are you flying them? No. Well, then wrap it up. Give us a rest."
"Damn right. Wrap it up, Hoot, because someday a nice big balloon pilot is going to overhear you squawking."
"'It's a serious matter. Do you mean to accuse someone of poisoning Finn?"
"I mean to accuse no one, Brute. And yet, did I know every one of you here, I would in truth suspect poison, and then mayhap treachery or the stone as well. But there's no a one of us who would benefit by siding with the sons of MacAlpin. Is there?"
It was a bright cold day in April, and the clocks were striking 13. Winston Smith, his chin nuzzled into his breast in an effort to escape the vile wind, slipped quickly through the glass doors of Victory Mansions. The hallway smelt of boiled cabbage and old rag mats. At one end of it, a coloured poster too large for indoor display had been tacked to the wall. It was one of those pictures which are so contrived that the eyes follow you about when you move. "Big Brother is watching you," the caption beneath it ran.